herring.
Jim Dick.
Oh, yeah. That's just like Swedish, too, you know. Yeah. Did you know that? In Sweden, they call herring sild. S-I-L-D, sild. In Sweden, I was listening to that word.
Well, we call it a sild.
Sild.
Singular, and yeah. Sild in for plural.
Well, wow. That's a word that goes all the way from Sweden to Alaska. Then, we notice the crab. Now, big crab, you know, delicious. Yes. Japanese crab. Great big legs on it. What do you call him?
We have a name for that, and I can't think of it right now.
But what other kind of crab do you
have?
That's
the only thing kind that we call it, all kinds of crab, the big and the small crab of the same name. Mm-hmm.
Yes, king crab,
but we have just one name for it.
Oh, yes.
Any kind of a crab or crabs, or small crabs or big crabs.
Well, now, down on the beach, do you have these little crabs that live right in the waves?
Yes, we have them.
When the waves pull out, they dig down the sand. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have them.
Sand crabs, they call them. They must have a name for them, perhaps.
We have a name for that. It's with the big crabs.
Just goes the same. It's a big crab. Then, how about clam? Do you have any clam, you know?
We have clams, yes.
Two shells together.
Yes, there in Alaska we have what they call the copper clams, and then we have the butter clams.
Oh, I know, both kinds. Yes. What do you call a copper clam?
Chullan.
Just chullan. One.
Yes.
Chullach. Oh, yes. That's the cockle clam.
Yes.
Now, what do you call a butter clam?
Satmayo.
Once more.
Satmayo.
Once more.
Satmayo.
That's the butter clam.
Mm-hmm.
You have this big horse clam, as they call him? Oh, don't have him.
I don't think so.
How about the razor clam? I could get over.
We have the razor clam, but I've never heard the name for it instead of being called chullan. Also.
Oh, yes, the razor clam is included under the name of the cockle clam. Then how about the abalone? You know the abalone?
Yes, I know the abalone, but I've never known the name of it.
No, that goes down Sitka, way down the coast there. Beautiful. Stuck right on the rock like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pry it off. Then, do you know this one they call a sea cradle? You know, it's like little animal stuck right on the rock, tight, you know, have to pry it off. I guess you'll
see. It has bones in the back.
Yeah.
It looks like
bones just like this.
It's black.
Yeah.
And when you turn it over, it's red. And
that's right. That's
we have that very much and all over our part of our country there. It's I can't think of it. We call it Badarki in English all the time.
We call it
Badarki.
Yeah, the sea cradle is called Badarka in English.
But we have an Aleut name for it, too.
But we have the Aleut name, but we can't at this moment remember the Aleut name. But this sea cradle occurs on the coast of Unalaska and the other islands. Now, how about this mussel? You know, the black mussel?
Yes, we have that, too. We have black mussel. We have a very
red
abundance
inside.
Of it, yes.
Yeah, red inside.
Yes, and there's some things that they don't have here that we have very plentiful in Alaska. That's why I like it there.
Yes. They don't have the black mussel in St. Paul Island, but they do in Unalaska Island. But he doesn't remember the name. Now this black mussel. Then there's the limpet, just like the little abalone, little small abalone. You probably have that, you know, stuck right on the rock, where the waves come stuck on the rock.
Does it look like a Chinese cap?
Yes, just like a Chinese cap.
We have a name for that too, but I can't remember it.
They have
a sea urchin, I guess.
Oh, yes. What do you call that sea urchin?
We call that aguavalach.
Once more,
aguavalach.
Once more.
Aguavalach.
And then we mustn't forget the devilfish. You know the devilfish.
Oh, yes, the devilfish has
a big head.
We have that and we call it the ilgavo.
Once more.
Ilgavo.
Once more.
Ilgavo.
That's the devilfish.
Yes, sir.
And Then how about this cuttlefish? Is that just the same, I think?
Yes,
the cuttlefish. It swims around, you know, putting it like the devilfish. Mm-hmm. And those are bad. They get big, sometimes big one, you know. They get hold of a boat and they suck the boat. Then how about the worms that come on the meat when you hang the meat up to dry? And the flies come and sit on the meat.
Oh, you mean the
maggot,
blowfly.
Blowfly, yeah. Worms.
Yes, we have that. We have that. Lukayan. That's what we call them. Lukayan.
Once more. What? Just one.
Lukayan.
Oh yes, that is the maggot.
Yes, that's the maggot.
From the blowfly.
We call it maggot. Yes.
That's the maggot. And. Then, to finish this thing, last of all, do you have any kind of, what kind of trees you have to remember on the island? Any kind of, there's no trees growing
on the island? No trees grow on the island, except in the ones I guess you've seen when you were through on Alaska across the rock there.
Yeah, we saw
the
first
Russian missionary.
Yes. And what kind of trees are those?
I couldn't say what kind they are,
right?
Sure.
And what kind of plants, if you were to remember offhand, what kind of plants grow around the island? Is there some kind of berries?
Oh yes, there's the different kind of berries, like, say for instance, the moss berries.
Oh yeah.
Which we have here also.
What do you call moss berry?
Kayum kakchiklumin. That's called the blackberries.
Oh, once more.
Kayum kakchiklumin.
That's
moss all berry. Kind of berries is called kayum, you know.
Oh yes. Any but kind of berry. What would you call just one berry of any
kayum.
Kind? Oh yes. That's one berry of any kind.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the blueberries there,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes. One kind or two kinds?
Just one kind.
Just one kind.
And we call them unignan.
Once more.
Unignan.
Might be just one. One.
Unignach.
Once more.
Unignach.
Do you have the salmon berry?
And we have the salmon berry, which we call alugnach.
Once more.
Alugnach.
And what other kind of berry do you have over there?
And see, we have the cranberries.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and
the swampy place.
Yes, we have plenty of that.
What do you call a cranberry? Just one.
It's makes my mouth water.
What do they have for Thanksgiving?
Makes my mouth water to go ahead and think of it. Where it's
just to think of it. Me and my
for the last 5 years, I haven't seen a berry, except in these black moss berries here.
Yeah. Well, the cranberries are fine.
I've left home early in the spring and got home late in the fall. Too late for the berries, too early for the berries.
You
all the time.
It. All the time missed it. Do you remember what they call a cranberry?
Cranberry, the cranberry. Golly, I can't think of it right
at the present moment, but you know, it'll
yeah,
be as well.
Time. I'll try and
bring
If I have the time some of these days, or tomorrow maybe, these words that I didn't answer, why I'll...
Yes.
Now I'll have a piece of paper to go ahead and write down.
Wonderful, so that you can remember them. Yeah,
yes.
You make a little note of them. Well then, how about grass? What would you call grass?
Any kind of grass.
Any kind of grass.
Kriegach.
Once more.
Kriegach.
Any kind of grass.
Yes.
It's called. That's just one piece of grass.
Yes. Kriegach.
One kind of piece of grass. Kriegach. And you have this kind of grass goes back to the government house here. It looked like kind of a big ribbon grass. You know that grass going here? Kind of a
yes,
crawl,
but that's also called the same
thing.
It is
the same.
Yes.
All right. Well, what kind of flowers do you have? Just to finish this now, what kind of flowers?
Well, I've never heard of a name for any flowers.
You haven't?
To tell you the truth, I haven't. They just call them flowers. Any kind of flowers we call flowers.
What do you call them?
And they call them chiburin.
Chiburich. That'd be just one flower.
Yes.
Say that again.
Chiburich.
Once more.
Chiburich.
That's just a flower,
yes.
Any kind of a flower.
Yes, sir.
What would you call moss, any kind of a moss?
Urdle.
What's what?
Urdle.
What's what?
Urdle.
And what do you call any kind of a mushroom, toadstool, you know, fungus?
Well, I don't know. I haven't,
you know, they grow someplace.
Yes,
you know,
I know, but
mushroom.
I never know of any name for them.
No.
Will you call
you mean for ice again?
Kvach.
Again?
Kvach.
That's the ice. That's any kind of ice, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, do you think of any other kind of a plant that grows around Alaska? Yeah, just to make a good list of things.
Well, they have the roots.
Yeah, that's right.
They have this here. I don't know what you can call them in English, but they have them growing in different islands. They have them here, too.
What are
the Unalaska? Well, they eat them just as they are. They'll dig them out the ground take a little sea oil, cooked sea oil, you know, and dip it in there, and they eat that. If they're out of food or anything, they'll eat that. I've eaten it myself, and I know how it is. I've tasted the Unalaska roots, which you would call Anich. Anich.
What's more?
Anich.
It's just one root.
Yes. And the Unalaska roots are awful sour, while I've tried some here on this St. Paul Island. They are very sweet.
Wow. That's interesting. It's the same kind of a root, but it's very sour in Unalaska and very sweet on St. Paul Island.
Yes, sir.
And that's the name of it.
Uh-huh. And the reason that people went from Unalaska to these so-called Eastward Baby Islands, which I mentioned in the beginning of this conversation.
Yes.
They used to go way over to Baby Islands in order to get the sweet roots, because they couldn't stand the sour roots gotten at Unalaska.
Well, that is most interesting, yes. Well, you don't think of any other kind of a plant that grows around there. We saw a lot of different
we have roots and stuff like that, but I can't they have another plant, a root called the Makarisach.
What do they call it?
Makarisach.
Oh, yes. Makarisach.
Mm-hmm.
Makarisach.
It's these mice.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Do they have any camas?
What is that?
Camas grows down British Columbia, you know, camas. Well, it's a root that tastes very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, we may have, but the name isn't very unfamiliar to me.
You don't know that.
They eat the bulb part of it.
Yeah, the bottom part.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
a brown onion.
They call it Indian potatoes.
I couldn't say, no. I don't think we have it here then. I've never seen any.
Make bread out of it.
I believe it doesn't grow here.
No, I don't believe so.
Tell us what about this Makari stuff. What does it look like?
Well, it's a brownish root. It's grown, Oh yeah, we have another kind of a berry we have, which we call the wild strawberries, they call them up there.
Oh yes,
we have them on Unalaska Island.
Yes.
We call them the Amchidan.
What just one?
Amchidach.
Amchidach means wild strawberry.
Yes.
Delicious.
Yes, very delicious.
Oh, very delicious.
When you get to the grounds where they are and the aroma, it's just... It's nice.
Is that
just the smell of it? Smells from quite a ways and go to it.
What
do
they call it, aroma?
Mach. Oh, yeah. Mach. That's an easy word.
That
means the smell.
They call it the Anchidum Mach.
Yeah, the smell of the wild strawberry.
Very good. Smell is another thing, but it's the aroma.
This is the aroma, yes, the smell that comes off of it.
Can you tell us before you go, it's late?
Avadkuch akakul.
Again?
Avadkuch akakul. Avadkuch akakul.
That means it is late.
It is getting late.
It is getting late. Right. He certainly translates it beautiful. Well, we must have you come again, Mr. Lichmanoff, and this is very fine for the first time.
Shall I? Well, well.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Yachmanov has been good enough to come over this morning. This is his day off, and we appreciate it very much. And I wanted to ask him, first of all, in English, about Professor Jakobson. He was telling us something about Professor Jakobson. You remember, Mr. Yachmanov, what year was it when Professor Jakobson visited your dad, the father?
Well, just, I couldn't say right off just what year it was. It was, I believe, 1910, 11, and 12, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes. Quite some time ago.
Yes, it was.
And did he come to Unalaska?
Yes, he came to Unalaska, and from there he traveled westward to the different villages, and he had my father as an interpreter.
Oh, that must have been fine. He took your father along.
Yes, sir.
And what boat did they travel in? Do you remember what boat it was?
Well, I couldn't say what boat it was, but there was generally the trading boats, trading sailing schooners at that time.
Oh, yeah.
They traveled between those islands that they chartered to go ahead and take them through there.
Well, then, you were telling us he discovered a lot of villages out on an island. What
yes,
island
that was on Umnak Island.
Umnak,
mm-hmm. I believe he said there was 22 villages that they discovered on that island, old villages. And they dug until they got through with all the sea urchins and shells and stuff like that. It was a depth of 20 feet before they got finished with the what shells there was left on the in a certain an old village.
All right, then they'd get down to the lowest strata, the lowest layers.
Well, that's it, yes.
That'd be the oldest yes. Civilization, you see, on the island.
Yes, sir.
And then he must have been around there. Was he around there more than 1 year?
Yes, he was there at Umnak with Professor Jakobson, I believe 6 months, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I just was at one place. And he made quite a study of it.
Yes, sir. And he told me there was different stories taken from different natives from all the way from Atka and Umnak, and along the line, along the peninsula also. And I guess as far as I can, I believe, along the Aleutian chain. And the stories that were told in the Aleut language by the Attu and Atka people were so much confused that they couldn't be printed because there were so many pots and pans and kettles and spoons and knives and all that attached to it, which the natives or the Aleuts, the original Aleuts, never knew or never had in possession during their existence. So he said that they were more Russian than anything else. But the stories and the and everything that they've taken all along from Umnak out as far as Akutan and Sanak Island, why, that was the true Aleut stories, which didn't contain all these cooking utensils that they had in Atu and Atka.
So that was more pure language.
Yes, he said that when he was translating it, he translated the stories to Professor Jakobson, when Professor Jakobson just rejected the whole stories of the Yak and the Atu natives.
I suppose it sounds great. Your father talks very good Russian, I suppose.
Yes, very good Russian.
Father translate those stories into Russian, I guess.
Yes, he did in Russian mostly because that was all of the he translated in.
Oh, yeah.
It was Russian.
Uh-huh. That sure is interesting. Well, how long did Professor stay at Unalaska? Did he stay very long there?
Well, he stayed along there for practically a year, I believe.
Oh, my.